Jack London. Brown Wolf. Narrated by Carl Mason. She had delayed because of the dew-wet grass in order to put on her overshoes, and when she emerged from the house, found her waiting husband absorbed in the wonder of a bursting almond bud. She sent a questing glance across the tall grass and in and out among the orchard trees. "Where's Wolf?" she asked. "He was here a moment ago." Walt Irvine drew himself away with a jerk from the metaphysics and poetry of the organic miracle of blossom and surveyed the landscape. "He was running a rabbit the last I saw of him." "Wolf! Wolf! Hare Wolf!" she called as they left the clearing and took the trail that led down through the waxen-belled manzanita jungle to the county road. Irvine thrust between his lips the little finger of each hand and lent to her efforts a shrill whistling. She covered her ears hastily and made a wry grimace. "My, for a poet, delicately attuned and all the rest of it, you can make unlovely noises. My eardrums are pierced. You out-whistle. Orpheus. I was about to say a street Arab," she concluded severely. "Poesy does not prevent one from being practical."